Hi, Pilgrim Chris here, and this is sort of a response to Ernmander, his problems with Virgin Media. And he's been having problems now for quite some time. And if you listen to his Boo, I'll put the link under my Boo on here on Audio Boo FM, you'll get a taste of his frustration. And I share that frustration with him because in this day and age of competitiveness, companies trying to compete with others, that level of service that Ernie experienced is just not acceptable. And I do think that Ernie is well within his rights to ask for a total cease of his contract with no penalty. And yes, I think also that logging his calls that he made to Virgin Media, writing a letter explaining each call, the response and everything, will get him stand him in very good stead. I had, and I won't say a similar issue, I had a problem with BT broadband some years ago when I had broadband in my house. I don't anymore. I just use my mobile phone's broadband capabilities and link it to that. I don't need the ultra stuff that Ernie's after. I don't have TV, etc. But anyway, that aside, when I did have BT broadband, I had problems from the start, and I phoned BT up, and I'd only paid a month's subscription by this time, and I wanted their broadband services mainly, not the TV packages and stuff. And they were very helpful. The very next day, they sent an engineer out. They identified the problem being the connection between the cable connection, as it were, the phone line connection from the telegraph pole to my house. The next day, an engineer team came out, stripped the cabling out from the telegraph pole to my house, rewired my entire house, put in new junction boxes where I wanted access points to plug into, and they were there all day. They were fantastic, and it was all resolved. And not only that, I was credited for the first month that I paid. I was credited the money back for that. And from the day of call to 2 days later, I had all this work done. And so I was very grateful to BT. I couldn't fault them at all. And a totally different service, a totally different experience to what Ernie's faced with Virgin. I'm not promoting BT here. I don't have any, like I said, I don't have any service anymore. But I would certainly go back to BT based on that, based on the service they've given me. And I wouldn't even consider looking at anywhere else. And Ernie, paying over £100 a month, what are you paying for, my friend? that's a small fortune by anybody's standards for a broadband and TV package. But yeah, it was interesting. Interesting that, like I say, in this day and age of companies competing against each other and offering super-duper deals, and maybe that's where the problem lies, is certainly with Ernie's payments system, he should be getting, in my opinion, priority treatment. I couldn't find a Virgin package for that much money. But so yes, I think with his competitiveness, are they just shunning people now? They're signing people up willy-nilly and then forgetting about them and not really bothering and hoping the problems will disappear and passing the buck? It seems like that in Virgin Media's case with Ernie. But my own experiences with BT at the time, wonderful. I asked them how much the whole process would have cost them, and it was running into thousands. And bear in mind, I'd only paid a £30-odd a month subscription at that time and had that refunded. So their level of commitment, their level of customer support was diametrically opposed to what Virgin Media seemed to be doing at the moment. Anyway, there were just some thoughts of mine. Thanks very much for the post, Ernie, and hopefully you're resolved, and hopefully that you'll go and join on BT Infinity or something. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.